Okay, well, now on the English program, we have something very, very important. I've been talking about this for the last few weeks, and it's a very, very important issue. It's the campaign to save Hollywood, the Hollywood sign, and the surrounding area. And this is no joke. If you've not really been aware of this campaign, and you've suddenly come across it, you may think this must be a joke, but it's not. It's serious. There really is a big risk that the land is going to be sold to developers. And I'm personally not involved in the campaign. I'm just doing my bit with my radio show to raise awareness of it, and the fact that if you want, there are various ways you can take part. And, you know, a lot of people believe that Obama would not have won the election if it wasn't for his Twitter campaign. So all this sort of Twitter and Facebook, all these sort of campaigns and things are incredibly important. And that's why I'm doing my bit via the podcasts, Audio Boo, the English program on iTunes, all these different things. I'm sort of doing my bit. It's not very much, but I'm doing what I can. I'm going to give you some addresses, websites and things for you to have a look at. SaveHollywoodland.org is a very good website. It is the official website of the campaign. And it says here the deadline, April 14th. We have, at this very moment, it's almost 10 to 12 Spanish time. We have 5 days, 17 hours, 10 minutes, 49 seconds to go, and then that's it. And this is very important, as I say, for future generations. It's very important from the sort of show-busy movie point of view, obviously, because it is a very iconic thing. But you also have to think about the local people, the people who live in the area, the people who walk the dogs, the people who go for a jog, the people who just live there and do not want more people, more houses being built and more people moving in to an area which really should not have all that sort of thing going on. It is incredibly important, the ecosystem, the environmental habitats. And quite rightly, the local people are quite alarmed at the idea of having all these houses built. Sort of, if you're looking at the Hollywood sign, it's quite possible that there may be houses built on the hill, sort of to the left of the sign. And it's going to ruin the view. And this is just, you know, something which I believe in. I'm far, far, far away, but I'm doing my bit, and I'm trying to get other people to get involved. So, as I say, you can go to the website, SaveHollywoodland.org, and you can register your support. They have a face page there. They have the Twitter, twitter.com/SaveHollywood, and they have, I can never say this, Pilar, can you help me out here? Is it Flickr or Flickr or Flickr? I just haven't got a clue how you pronounce this. We need some more consonants, I think. It's Flickr.com, I believe. They have a page there with all the photos and things. And the fundraising status, the campaign goal was $12.5 million. They've raised to date just over nine and a half. So 5 days to go, $3 million or so dollars still to go. It doesn't seem like a lot, does it? But we cannot be complacent here. This time next week it'll be all over. Either it will have been saved, the land, or not. So if you want to help the Trust for Public Land save, I'm getting all, I'm having terrible problems with the, Pilar? The, I forgot, no, the, allergies or whatever. The pollen, that's it. I was trying to think, the pollen. I've been getting into gardening this week, and, unfortunately, I think I'm allergic to everything I'm trying to plant.